stop right there. That clip has opened every vinyl experience since the show began in 2009. It's from a song called DJ by David Bowie. I can honestly say I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it weren't for David Bowie. And I've got an army of admirers behind me. Today, we gather together to remember one of the greatest artists of this or any time. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Wind. spring to me.
Simone, Wild is the Wind on the Vinyl Experience. And now a Record Store Day release from 2011 by Flaming Lips with Neon Indian, entitled Is David Bowie Dying?
Yeah.
Flaming Lips responding to some rumors in recent years that David Bowie had been in ill health with a song called Is David Bowie Dying? David sadly did. Bowie, au contraire, is very much alive. They might be giants. Vinyl Experience salutes Bowie with some 90s artifacts by Veruca Salt with David Bowie, They Might Be Giants, Au Contraire, and now the Brian Jonestown Massacre. David Bowie, I Love You So, since I was six.
I'm not Switzerland. In store, looking out on a cobblestone street of a quaint village. I received a toy xylophone in the mail that had been sent by David Bowie, saying to come visit him at his recording studio. But it was a form letter with my name stamped on it. Apparently, he had sent many people the same xylophone with the same request, saying that he was working on a new record, and anybody with some ideas should come and visit him. I thought, yeah, he'll take everybody's ideas, and then we'll never hear from him again. The more I pondered this, the less benevolent the gift became, and I looked closer and realized it had been sent to be my mistake. The package was actually addressed to some wealthy people, because an elaborate note was attached and signed by his assistant, Coco. Then I realized the shop I was in was actually a drugstore. I started to explore my surroundings and sat down to someone in the back. It was David Byrne. I was nervous as I didn't know what to say to such a big star. So I picked up a perfume bottle next to me that was shaped like the head of King Tut. I showed it to him and I said, "Isn't this neat?" That seemed to break the ice. And we then proceeded to drink the perfume from large tumblers full of crushed ice. We were getting along very well, and I noticed that the back of the store was actually my grandmother's house, and I realized that I was back in West Virginia. "Do you want to go take a walk around the town?" I asked him. "There's lots of authentic, old-fashioned country stuff we can look at." He said okay, and we went out of the house, and outside was an endless maze of country store, full of dry goods and the like, all stored in turn-of-the-century containers. I lost David Byrne in my fascination for the surroundings. And I never did think of any ideas for that other David. I decided right then and there that I was better off alone and would never speak to anyone named David again.
Salutes to David Bowie on the Vinyl Experience, some affectionate, some kind of backhanded in the case of Bongwater and their song David Bowie Wants Ideas. Before that, Tori Amos, not David Bowie, the Brian Jonestown Massacre, and now the British comedian Wayne Shepherd, who is also known sometimes as the character Gary Lestrange. An artiste of the rock idiom, and someone who patterns himself after and references a whole lot of David Bowie in the song called Outsider.
I'm the Nazi homosexual, injecting morphine in a Berlin brothel. Is wanking onto my parade, and I'm dying in the dance hall while the gasoline ass boys bang a sailor with some fish heads from the war. I'm the catman on the underground, the dogman in the skies. I'm a scary ghoul with clanking chains, a pig's head full of flies. I'm the dodgy electrician with the funny wonky eyes. I'm a creepy fascist mastermind, a skeleton in drag. I'm the thin white Martian leper Christ, a genie with a zigzag. Won't you please light my fag?
I killed God and danced upon his grave. I didn't mean to, it was Twiggy Bob and Jaggy Wagon. Wiggy Twanky made me do it.
Batman murdered his mom and dad with his bippity-boppity baseball bat. Said by thy time you dragged out Jaggy waiting in the wings, it's not over till a painted midget sings. Wham, bam, bam, wigwams and flames. I spat into the eyes of my death and ran away into the night like some old grandmother in black and white. I jumped
they can't kill me. I'm Nietzsche, Superman. Well, I'm afraid of Mickey Mouse. He grew into the size of a cow's doll's house. And he looked like Andy Pandy in a blue silk blouse. Till he put on his red mac and boogied to the tune of Billy Boss and Brian Eno. Bertie Brecht with Scott and Jackie Brown. Some right-wing dicks in boiler suits and pretty things from hell. A devil in a dressing gown, a genocidal action clown, a spider billy smoking brown. You crackheads! You don't mean nothing to me. Of mine. Well, Daddy loves his chimney face, I heard it on the news. He broke his balls on crazy space in Rape and Kill Me shoes. Will he ever be released from Chinese Dodo's gay hairdo?
Elvis in space. Bellies in space. What you doing out there, Mom?
That's pretty freaky, Barry.
Ooh, Barry.
Is it cold out in space, Barry?
You can borrow my jumper if you like, Barry.
Does the cold of deep space make your nipples get pointy, Barry?
Do you use your pointy nipples as telescopic antennae to transmit data back to Earth?
I bet you do, you freaky old bastard, you.
Do you have one really funky sequined spacesuit, Barry? Or do you have several changes?
Do they smoke grass out in space, Barry? Or do they smoke astroturf?
Ooh!
Receiving transmission from David Bowie's nipple antennae. Do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie?
I said, do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? To Bowie, do you hear me out there, man?
This is Bowie back to Bowie. I read your loud and clear, man.
Who, yeah, man?
Your signals we come a radar screen. How far out are you, man?
I'm pretty far out.
That's pretty far out, man.
Ooh, ooh. I'm orbiting Pluto.
Ooh.
Drawn in by its
gravitational pull.
I'm jamming out with the McJaggernauts soon.
And they think it's pretty cool, man.
What?
Oh, okay, Bowie, what was that sound?
I don't know, man, I have to turn my ship around.
Ooh, it's the craziest thing.
I'm picking it up on my LSD screen.
Can you see the stratosphere ringing?
To the choir of astronauts singing. Bowie's in space. Bowie, 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 Bowie. Bowie's in space.
Flight of the Conchords and Gary Lestrange. If imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, then parody is a close second. The Vinyl Experience, remembering David Bowie. From the soundtrack of Wes Anderson's The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, here is Sue George.
Do, 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 do. piada na gringa é Feliz Natal. Se equivocou, mas ficou tudo bem. Agora disso está na onda zen. Hey baby, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. A maquiagem vai desmanchar para o seu medo aparecer. 0-0, agora eu vou. Você deu mole, então eu marco o gol. 0-0, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. Na gringa é Feliz Natal. Se equivocou, mas ficou tudo bem. Agora diz que está na onda zen. Hey baby, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. A maquiagem vai desmanchar para o seu medo aparecer. 0-0, agora eu vou. Você deu mole, então eu marco o gol. 0-0, você venceu. Você deu mole, então quem faz sou eu.
Yeah.
David Bowie's dear friend and muse, Jimmy Osterberg, a.k.a. Iggy Pop, The Vinyl Experience, remembering Bowie with knockout performances by a couple of divas.
Like dolphins can swim. She's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame,
cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a saddened bore, cause I wrote it 10 times before. It's about to be written again. In the best-selling show, is there life on Mars? Is there life on Mars?
Deborah Harry and Barbara Streisand and Bowie, Further Than Mars. Further out than Major Tom has even gone. A free spirit across the universe.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me.
Nothing's gonna change my world.
And that's the vinyl experience. David Bowie and his mentor John Lennon, captured on vinyl, reunited across the universe. Discover more vinyl experience in the archives at PRN.FM. Enjoy the vinyl experience iHeartRadio station 24/7 on the iHeartRadio app. Join the Vinyl Experience Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.